Ted Sutton, a Tlingit man from Southeast Alaska, was conceived during a drunken party in Sitka. Authorities took him away from his parents when they were too sunken into alcohol to take care of him. For StoryCorps Alaska, he talked about building a life in Togiak with Olia, a Yupik woman from Bristol Bay. He told Tom Tilden about meeting Olia and falling in love.
She was married to another man, a Vietnam vet. I came over here and kind of just took him away from him. He had been quite abusive to her and beat her up to a pulp a few times. Well, that caused a lot of cultural dissension. Mm-hmm. John Polk, her dad, came over. We went over to Manicotic. I didn't understand a word they were saying. They were all talking in Yupik. They took her. They took Olia out of the village and flew her. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there by myself, with no purpose. I mean, the reason that I was there was gone. One of Olia's uncles came up and said, well, in Yupik, I was going to go before their whole family. Olia's father was sitting here, and I was sitting there, and the whole room was wall-to-wall men. All the Nagashpeks of the village were there, all the men. There was no women. And John, through an interpreter, was telling me that it was improper what I was doing, you know, that I had other kids from another lady. They confirmed me with a whole bunch of issues that she was married, you were married before, you know, and all this. I remained steadfast as I'm here because I love Olia. And then John did a real strange thing. He says, well, you know, Olia's married already. Why don't you take Maya? And I said, what? I'm not here for Maya. I'm here for Olia. So I told him, I says, well, look, if Olia comes back to Manicotic and tells me that she wants me to leave, I'll leave and you guys will never see me again. Never. And they all agreed and whatever. They talked and they said, yeah, and they brought Olia back. I could see her coming down. All her aunts, all her uncles, you know, all her cousins were coming down the road and I could see her cussing them all out. Because she thought that they'd done something to me. So I was given the cultural obligation to take care of Olia's grandparents to the day they died, if I wanted Olia, which I did. All I did was go out and hunt for about 10 years for them, and I did take care of them to the day they died. Mm-hmm. I watched them both pass away. The one thing that I want to say is that the most profound education I ever got was taking care of Mavalik and Upuk. They taught me stuff. Upuk taught me how to fish sitting on the bed. He taught me how to hunt sitting on the bed, just talking. And Olia would interpret for me. And they taught me how to be. Mm-hmm. They taught me how to be human being. I was filled with all this, I will save you people. I'm going to help these poor people. And I went through a real mind-bending epiphany, which kind of gave to me the message that my reality wasn't the only reality around.
You were talking about saving them, and they were saving you at the same time.
They were saving me.
Sutton's stories joined others gathered by StoryCorps at the Library of Congress.